Hey, welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. So blessed to be with you here on this Monday morning as we continue our journey through the book of Acts. So many powerful stories that instruct us and teach us and show us how the early church functioned and how they were so dependent upon the Holy Spirit and how God worked and how they prayed, how they trusted God, and how Jesus was at the very center of all they said and did. And today we're going to continue in Acts chapter 4. We were in Acts chapter 4 the last time, talking about how that there is no other name whereby we can be saved. Anybody can be saved except through the name of Jesus. Can't be saved through Muhammad, can't be saved through the Pope, can't be saved through Buddha or any other religion or name. There's only one name, and that is the name of Jesus, as Peter so clearly stated in Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Now, today we're going to talk about, start talking about lessons on prayer. And there's a very powerful principle that comes through in a prayer that is recorded that the early Christians prayed in Acts chapter 4, starting at verse 24. Now, the context is after Peter and John were let go, but before they were let go, they were strictly ordered and they were threatened and told that they were not to speak, teach, preach, or even speak the name of Jesus. Can you imagine? Wow. The fear that they had of that message, because you see, there's power in the message of Jesus. So they were commanded and warned and threatened not to speak anymore and teach in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. So they went back to their own company, and we'll start reading at verse 23. It says, "And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard this, they raised their voice to one accord and said," so this is a corporate prayer, "they raised their voice." So they're praying, they're all praying, but there is a focus and a unison to their prayer. "And they said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them." And this is the first thing I want us to learn about this prayer. And this is going to take us through this entire episode today. They begin their prayer, even though they're being threatened. The authorities have commanded them and threatened them to stop teaching and preaching in the name of Jesus or even speaking his name. And so when they begin their prayer, they do not begin with the problem. My friends, do not begin prayer with your problem. Begin the prayer focusing on the solution. The solution is God. And what I want you to notice is that they begin their prayer by focusing on the greatness, the majesty, and the power of God. They did not start their prayer by whining and saying, "Oh God, look at what they have said to us. They're threatening us. Oh God, what are we going to do?" No, they began, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them." So they begin by emphasizing the majesty and the glory of God. And then they move in to quoting scripture. In verse 25, they say, "Who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed." Now, what they're doing, they're quoting from the Old Testament. They're quoting from the Psalms. I believe it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's Psalm chapter 2. And so not only are they focusing on who God is, his greatness and his character, but they're focusing on his word. They're focusing on his promises. Now, I want to tell you a little story that illustrates this so powerfully. When Sue and I found ourselves in a very difficult disappointed. It seemed like an impossible situation. And God instructed me to think on His character. I think this was 2006. We were going to India. And so we sent our passports to the Indian consulate in Houston to get a visa stamp. So they sent Suze back. And because it was under 6 months before it would expire, they said they didn't accept it. She would have to get a new one. Oh, so we had to hurry because we had not counted on this. So we overnighted, filled out an application, overnighted the application to Canada, to Quebec. And we told them that we needed to get back to us as soon as possible. And so immediately after that, we were ministering in Florida. And after ministering in Florida, we were headed home and thinking that we would pick up our passports. We were living in cool Texas at the time, just west of Fort Worth. We'd pick up our passports, rush down to Houston, get the visa stamped in them at the Indian consulate in Houston, and come back in time to catch our plane. So we felt that we had time-wise, we could do it. However, we're driving around Atlanta, rush hour traffic, and my phone rings, and I answer it. And it's the Canadian consulate in Quebec, Canada. And they say, the pictures that you sent, and the pictures were made by a passport office where we had gone and had them made. But they said, they're not acceptable. You're going to have to send us other pictures. Well, we pulled off at the next exit, and this shows the grace of God, the providential grace of God. It so happened we pulled off, and there was a Kinko's FedEx door. Now, Kinko's / FedEx, it so happens they take passport pictures. So we got there, I think it was around 6, 6:30. Sue got her passport pictures. FedEx is also, they have an overnight service. So we were able then, just before, they were just there picking up the last outgoing mail, and we did an overnight to Quebec, Canada. And I called them back. Now, we realize now we don't have time to receive this at home. So I told them, I gave them an address in Houston, Texas, at a church where we had ministered. And so we decided, well, we need to go to Houston and get them there, get them stamped at the Indian consulate in Houston, and then head back to DFW and catch our flight out to India. Well, we go to Houston, and when they told me they would send them, they didn't show up. I called them, oh, we didn't get them in the mail. Well, now it looks like we're going to be late. According to the tickets we have, they can't be changed. And now it looks like Sue's passport's not going to get back in time. That looks like she's not going to be able to go. And so this is really challenging and troubling. So at the same time, I open up my computer to check the banking, because I had made a deposit cover a check I had written for our two tickets. We had purchased our two tickets to India, return to India and back, from a travel agency, and I'd written them a check with the intention of making a deposit on the weekend, which I had done on a Sunday night. I'd put the deposit in the bank, so it should show up immediately. That's how it works. And so, but this was like Tuesday or Wednesday. I check, and there's no sign of my deposit. Wow! And I had made an overnight deposit, put it in the overnight window at this bank. Well, I called the bank. The lady looks, and I described what kind of envelope the money was in. She said, "Well, I see this envelope that you described." She said, "But there's nothing in it, and there's no sign, no indication of any deposit or anything." So I get off the phone, and now I'm starting to feel a little tempted to be disturbed, to be angry. Why is this happening? But as I started to walk around, it was in another Kinko's in Houston, in the Houston area. I think we were in Sugar Land. And I started to walk around. I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Think on my character." God speaking to me through the Holy Spirit, "Think on my character." Now, this is so important. You know, the problems were so obvious and so great. They were crying out, wanting my attention. But I heard these words, think and focus on my character. So I started thinking about, well, what is the character of God? So I started walking around and I started thanking God, saying, God, I thank you that you are faithful. I thank you, oh God, that you are a good God, that you care about your creation, and especially about your people. I thank you, oh God, that you are a great and mighty God, that you are infinite in wisdom, limitless in power. There's nothing hard for you. And so I'm just walking around thinking on God's character and thanking him for who he is, for his goodness, his faithfulness, his power, his might, his wisdom, his promises. And as I'm walking around focusing on God and praising him for who he is, my phone rings, and it's the bank. And the bank says, the lady on the other end says, well, said, I don't know, we don't know what happened, but your deposit suddenly showed up in your account. Wow, okay, praise the Lord, that's wonderful. Well, that was one good thing. Now, we had to deal with Sue's ticket because her passport's not going to be there in time for us to catch our flights. So we decided to go out to the airport in Houston because we got to stay in Houston until her passport gets there. And so even though our ticket said they could not be changed, the dates and so on, we went, we prayed, we asked God for his favor. We went and talked to them, and they changed the dates of our tickets, only charged us $100 and changed the departure dates of our tickets. And so we waited another day. Sue's passport came. We went to the Indian consulate, got it stamped, and got back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area just in time to catch our flight out to India. And oh, I am so glad that I focused on God's character that day. I'm so glad that we persevered through, because we saw such incredible things happen. We saw such incredible manifestations of God's presence and power, and such incredible response of the Indian people to the message of Jesus and who he is. And so here is the first point of prayer that we learn here in Acts chapter 4, starting at, let me look here at my Bible. I want to tell you exactly where they start to pray. I'm over in chapter 5. It's chapter 4 and verse 24. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Let me encourage you today, begin to focus. No matter what you're facing, begin to focus on God, who he is. Focus on his character. Focus on his goodness, his faithfulness, his power, his infinite wisdom, his covenant promises. Begin to focus on God today, and you may be amazed at what he will do. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a lot of resources there that will bless you. You will also find contact information if you'd like to be in touch with us. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.